You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler. James, you say everything you need to know about plumbing you learned in kindergarten. So I'm interested to know why you say that and how we can teach our kids those good plumbing practices.
Well, I'm not sure that's exactly true. However, there are some simple things that I think every person should know about plumbing and in the home just to prevent serious issues from arising and whatever they may be. So most everyone in the home should know how to shut the water off, the main water valve. And typically that's going to be in a basement if you have one. If not, it could be in different areas. But find out where your main water shutoff is. And that's something that you can show someone that's, you know, 5 to 8 years old. And unless it's really old and hard, it, you know, it's pretty simple to turn off. So in case of a water started spraying somewhere, or water was pouring through the ceiling, or there was a flood in the house or something like that, best thing to do is just go turn the water off. So that's definitely something you can show children and definitely can be useful, especially as they grow up into teenagers and start staying home by themselves more, that kind of thing. That's definitely good information. The other thing is what can you put down a kitchen sink drain? What a garbage disposal truly is for. A garbage disposal is not necessarily for leftovers and for cleaning out the refrigerator. A garbage disposal is for scraping off small things off of a plate and grinding them into smaller particles. Definitely would not dump any type of grease or anything really, really hot down the kitchen sink drain. So covering that is going to save you from, you know, stopped up pipe at the kitchen, and that can be very nasty. What to do if a toilet backs up? You know, if you use the toilet and you flush it and it does not flush, and then all the water starts to rise to the top. If it's bad enough, that can actually lead to the toilet overflowing. Whenever a toilet does that, the best thing to do is there is normally a shutoff valve down on the left-hand side towards the back of the toilet to shut the water off to the toilet to prevent it from continuing to fill. And that would prevent that from overflowing. The other thing is how to turn off the water heater. Specifically, if it's a gas water heater, how to shut the gas supply off to it. Really, that's the main safety thing to be worried about. And then if something was to happen with the water system or the water was to go out, how to turn off an electric water heater. And there's a breaker in the panel box that you can just flip that off. So those two things are very, very simple. Doesn't have to be very mechanical. Just where the main power breaker is and where the main shutoff for the gas to the water heater is. Then the next thing is, what do you not flush down a toilet? It's surprising to me how many teenagers don't understand this. And there really should be nothing that is not biodegradable that is flushed down a toilet. Any type of hygiene products, baby wipes, obviously any objects, don't flush it. If it falls in a toilet, don't flush it. It needs to come back out. Toothbrushes, combs, things like that, they're going to cause problems if you flush them and they put them further down the pipe. It's going to have to be resolved. So be careful not to flush things that you're not supposed to.
All right. So if you have any questions about anything James talked about today, you can always reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing. That number to call is 540-483-9382.